643 1320 WILS. So a brand new study from the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the University of Michigan, finding really shocking numbers, including that only 22% of local leaders, local government leaders, trust state government. Let's try to find out why. Tom Ivaco with us, program manager at Close Up, which is the Policy Center. Tom, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Is that a new name you guys put together, Close Up?
Yeah, we've been around since 2001, actually, and running this survey since 2009, the Michigan Public Policy Survey of Local Government Leaders.
Okay. I never saw the close-up word before, though. That maybe that was a new – is that an acronym, basically?
That's it. Yeah, exactly. It's a little catchy. We hope it helps people remember us.
Yeah, it does. So, Tom, what and you're doing this, what, year after year, and is there any real change that you've seen in the survey, this latest survey?
We do two surveys per year, and the surveys are of local government leaders, both elected officials and appointed officials from all types of general purpose local government, so counties, cities, townships, and villages. And we track a lot of different things. We track fiscal health over time, and we've been doing this now since 2009, and so we're at the point where we're starting to look at other issues and how they're changing over time. And one of the things that we have looked at a couple of times is levels of trust in government, which is, you know, it's a little strange to think about asking local government leaders how much they trust government, but we've got some interesting findings.
I mean, is this an all-time low that just 22% of local leaders trust state government?
Well, believe it or not, it's actually up a little bit since the last time we asked in 2013. Really marginal increase. When we asked in 2013, 19% of local government leaders trusted the state government. The question we ask is, how much of the time do you think you can trust the state government to do what is right? So it's a little subjective. Back in 2013, 19% of local leaders said they trusted the state government nearly always or most of the time. Yeah. It's gone up a little bit. It's up to 22% this year. That's, you know, a really marginal increase.
And you ask a series of questions about how they feel state government treats local governments and so on. Is it clear from those numbers why there's so much distrust?
Yeah, we ask a pretty wide range of questions about the relationships between the state government and local governments, and we found a number of things that local leaders are concerned about. So overall, 49% of local leaders say that the relationship between their jurisdiction and the state government is fair or poor, and 46% say that it's good or excellent. So a little bit worse than it is, you know, for the number of people who say it's pretty good, even more say it's pretty bad. And we ask why. And so there's a range of things. And the most common concern that local leaders say is they think that the state government is simply taking away too much authority from local governments. There are other issues as well. They think that the state holds local governments to a higher standard than it holds itself. 57% think that the state government basically kind of plays favorites and treats some local jurisdictions better than others. 56%, and this is an ongoing issue, 56% think that the system of funding local government in Michigan hurts state-local relations. And 50% think that state government decision-making just is not transparent.
That sounds like a lot of unhappy local government leaders.
There are a lot of unhappy. That first one, 70% think that the state government is taking away too much authority from local governments. And that's a national issue. We're seeing over time kind of increasing concerns about what's called state preemption. And, you know, here in Michigan, we see it on a range of things, whether it's preventing plastic bag bans, whether it's preventing local governments from establishing local minimum wage laws, preventing them from regulating Uber and Lyft and things like that.
Okay. And what do you present this information to state government officials? Are they aware of these kinds of numbers?
Well, we sent this report today to every state legislator and to a range of state officials in the executive branch as well. So, yeah, hopefully they are aware of this. I think relations have been strained for a while in Michigan between the state and local governments. And so I don't think too many state officials will be shocked to hear that there's some tension there. Maybe they'll be surprised at some of the numbers.
Now, in terms of the good versus bad, is there a difference in the way urban versus rural local governments feel about state government?
Well, that's a great question. And in fact, unfortunately, our data, we don't have broken down currently by urban versus rural status. And in fact, that's something that we're adding into our current survey, which is in the field right now. So we did not break the data down that way for this particular report. Mm-hmm. But we do see some other differences. And I think probably one of the areas of greatest concern to us is we looked at different types of jurisdictions, whether counties versus cities versus townships and villages. And it turns out that county officials are the ones who have the greatest concerns about their relationships with the state. And that's a concern to us because county governments are the closest to the state government when we're talking about local governments.
Tom Ivanko, Program Manager at the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the University of Michigan. And Tom is right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks so much, Michael.